all today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Tuesday edition of the program. We kick off hour number one, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on there is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight with Elizabeth Smart. You remember who this was? Elizabeth Smart, Mark.
I remember.
It's been a few years since her name's been in the news.
I remember her name, but I couldn't tell you why it is that I know her name.
Well, she was allegedly kidnapped back in Salt Lake City in 2002. She was 14 at the time when she was abducted from the bedroom.
I remember her.
Of her home, sparking a media frenzy that lasted for almost a year. Her parents pleaded for a safe return and numerous appearances on national television. Ms. Smart was found 9 months later in March 2003 with Wanda Barzi and Brian David Mitchell, a drifter who called himself Emmanuel and had once done work at Smart's home.
Now, this is the girl that had been left, that was kidnapped, quote-unquote,
right,
and then was left home alone and told, don't you leave. Like,
yeah.
Well, that was her, right?
Yeah, they just sort of found her. She was just sort of brainwashed, as I understood it.
I
Barzi and Mitchell are awaiting trial on kidnapping, sexual assault, burglary, and conspiracy to commit kidnapping charges. Both have been repeatedly declared mentally incompetent to stand trial. Though the shadow of her abduction continues to follow her, she says she's doing well. She's now 18, and wanted to move ahead with her life. However, her terrible ordeal has inspired her father to push for reforms. Ed Smart told ABC News, quote, this is something that is so important for everyone in the nation, creating responsibility for sex offenders out there who would try to harm our children. Now, what he's talking about is a national sex offender registry. Now then, we've discussed this issue before several times here on Free Talk Live. I am firmly against a coerced sex offender registry. I'm not against a privately funded, privately informed one. That's fine if you want to go ahead and put one together based on information available through data brokers and that sort of thing, private investigators, etc. I think that's absolutely fine in my book. It's the government mandates that I object to. And we've seen that with this sex offender registry, it's gone further now. What were some of the other things that we'd seen turned into registries? They've taken sex offender registries, and now what are they looking at?
A parking ticket registry.
A bad dog registry or something like that. I mean, this is an idea that is spreading like wildfire throughout the government. So soon there's going to be a registry for every sort of crime. And of course, we're also leaving out the fact that sex offenders, so-called, in many states, include people that have been caught for, say, urinating in public. Say you're out at a Independence Day event, and there's no bathrooms around, so you decide to go behind a bush, and a cop happens to spot you. Well, you get arrested and charged with public urination or public indecency, and now you're a sex offender. So that's a whole other side of the problem.
I met a guy who told me that he was on the sex offender registry.
Really?
Yeah. And here's what happened to him. His story was totally believable to me. That doesn't make it true. It just makes it that I believe it, and
okay.
I do. He told me that he was in college, he was selling drugs, he sold a lot of drugs. Somebody snitched him out, the cops came in and raided his room. All this sounds very believable, right?
People sell drugs in college, sure.
Right. This was years ago, so it was back when you traded porn on discs as opposed to having them, you know, in GIFs, as opposed to having them, you know, doing so much
Internet.
Emailing. And,
yeah,
that kind of thing. So he had a disc of porn, of like 24,000 pictures of porn. And he and his friend had it, and it was in the computer when the cops came in and took everything out of his dorm room. And on there were 16 pictures of what they claim were people that were underage.
How did they know?
Well, they don't. They just claimed it.
I mean, Hustler has a magazine called Barely Legal, where the intention is to make you think that these girls are indeed underage, when in fact they're not. They've got records on file that prove that they're not. But when you've just got a JPEG or a GIF with no source, it's not stamped. Sometimes they're stamped with a website that they came from, but not always.
Right.
How do you make these determinations? How do you know it's just not a petite woman?
Well, at this point, it's just an accusation.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Well, of course, it's all bundled together. So he's got this one sex charge amongst a whole bunch of other drug charges. So he could fight the sex charge, but you know, they want to bundle all these things together at one time. Mm-hmm. He knows he's going to go down for the drug charges. So he takes the plea that they're giving him. He's a sex offender for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Yep.
And this is what you support. You support the sex offender registry, Mark.
I'm just telling you that
you still support it, even though this is what happens?
I'm just telling you that people want a sex offender registry.
Then that's fine. Shouldn't they just be able to start their own on their own?
I think they should.
That way, the individuals creating the sex offender registry privately can select and choose the people that they put in instead of having this big one-size-fits-all rule. If you're involved with anything that has to do with nudity, you're a sex offender. I mean, it's insane what is going on in this country. And now it's getting worse. So they've recruited Elizabeth Smart to kind of appear publicly and promote this new National Sex Offender Registry. According to ABC News, Elizabeth Smart doesn't want others to experience the ordeal she endured when she was kidnapped in 2002, which, by the way, I'm looking at the charges that her kidnappers are facing. There is a sexual assault charge in there. All right, so she was sexually assaulted.
Well, what's that mean, though?
I don't know.
There's one sexual assault charge?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. She says that's why she's championing a national sex offender registry that the House and Senate might vote on today. Quote, the kidnapping did happen, and I don't want it to happen to anyone else. This bill should go through without a thought. That's what Elizabeth says. She didn't even think about it.
It's a good thing that we're having 18-year-olds set our public policy.
Don't even read it.
Mm.
Look, if Elizabeth says it's okay, it's a good idea. She's been molested. The proposed bill would make it a crime.
That makes her an expert.
The proposed bill would make it a crime for sex offenders not to register with their state and would require states to share information when an offender moves into a new state. It passed the House on a voice vote this March and has broad support, but has been delayed because Democratic members say it should include hate crimes legislation opposed by Republican leaders. For a moment there, I thought they meant that we should also have a hate crimes registry as well. Although, you know, we're just a stone's throw away from that.
Mm, it's pretty close.
Once the federal government gets their claws into this registry business, where are they going to go next? How about a terrorist suspect registry? Just suspects. Let's register all the suspects so that way you can punch up, go to your computer and go to terroristsuspects.gov. And put your street address in and find out who the terrorist suspects are on your street so you know who to watch. You know who to keep an eye on, like a good little citizen.
People do it.
How far? I mean, it's not far. It's not going to be hard for them. Let's see. If approved, the new sex offender registry would replace the state-by-state system that now exists. Under current law, offenders usually report in once a year, and failure to report is a misdemeanor. According to Orrin Hatch, quote, we have 500,000 sex offenders in this country. 150,000, we don't even know where they are. We've got to check the web a lot more because that's where so many of them find their victims. In addition, under the bill, states would get money to outfit sex offenders with tracking devices. You can say what you want about sex offenders. I mean, some of them are really bad guys, I know. But I think this is not a precedent we want to set in this country. Tracking devices for people that have paid their dues. They have gone through the system. They have been sentenced to a certain amount of time in jail and then released. It's bad enough to ask them to check in and provide their location once a year. It is magnanimously worse to put a tracking device on these people. Because, once again, we're opening that Pandora's box to where who else is going to get a tracking device? Maybe anybody that robs a convenience store. I mean, they were violent once. If you're violent once, you might be violent again. We should track all these people. If you've molested once, you might molest again. You should be tracked. If you've committed a hate crime, you could commit another. We need a massive national tracking database register. This is insanity. This is crazy.
It's what's going to happen.
1-800-259-9231. Am I wrong about this? Is this really actually a good idea? Please, can you explain this to me? Am I missing something? 1-800-259-9231. Maybe we should track suspected terrorists. I mean, they could set a bomb off at any moment. Let's put anklets on everybody. 800-259-9231. GPS tracking. It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves with a toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. 115,000 posts, actually more than that now. Over 1,200 people are interacting. There's a lot to talk about there. I mean, serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find it all discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. And like everything else on our website, it's totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government.
Have a bigger portion of freedom.
Free State. To learn more about the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right, so nobody has called in to defend the National Sex Offender Registry. I mean, I really do want to know if this is a good idea, because I think it's terrible. I think it's frightening, and it's really just disturbing to me that they're using this little girl, this Elizabeth Smart, who was, of course, kidnapped back in 2002. She was 14 at the time. They found her 9 months later with a couple of Looney Tunes, and now she's okay. She's back. She's 18 now, so she's sort of making a life for herself at this point. And good for her. Great.
Right.
I'm happy for her, but these political scumbags, Orrin Hatch and some other loser, are using this girl. This, I mean, you've got photo ops and everything.
Sure.
This is the reason why we need a national sex offender registry database. We need to have this. In fact, we need to, as Orrin Hatch says, those who fail to register would have a cuff placed on their ankles to monitor their activities. We need to be GPS tracking these people is what they're talking about.
You know, they never give up, the politicians. They love to find a little parade and get in front of it.
There's never enough control. Never enough. I mean, back in the 50s, in the 60s, 70s, before there was any sort of registry period, it's 80s. I mean, was there a huge problem with children being abducted? Is this something that we were not able to handle back then? Or is now, all of a sudden, is there just a big spate of sex offenses going on in America?
No more.
No, of course not. It's just that now we've got the technology, so we should crack down on these people.
Mm.
These are bad people. That's the message here. No control, no level of control is too much for these folks. That's essentially what they're telling you. And you can think these guys are bad guys, and many of them are. But many of them aren't. Many of them are like the guy you talked about, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was arrested for, you know, some other reason. They happened to catch him with a disc full of pornography, and of the thousands of images on the disc, 10 or 15 of them were allegedly child porn.
Right.
And that's allegedly. There's no actual evidence to say how old this girl was in the pictures. So he was charged with the crime, pled guilty. Now he's a sex offender for life. How about the guys that are busted for having sex with 17-year-old girls?
Happens.
The girls that lie about their age. And then you get caught. They tell their parents.
What happens if you get caught for such a thing? Let's say you're a 35-year-old guy. You have sex with a 17-year-old girl. You get a sex offender charged thing.
Yeah.
In a state where it's against the law. Then you move to, say, New Hampshire, where it's
that's legal a good question.
To have sex with a 17-year-old if you so choose.
I don't think it'll matter.
No, it wouldn't. You'd still be a sex offender
still
at that point.
Because you're a sex offender in the other state.
Right.
You're still a sex offender when you get to the state,
absolutely.
Even though the same act there would have been totally legal.
Right.
And this national database is only going to exacerbate that problem. And if you thought the databases that we had today were bad, and some of them have been found to have been inaccurate, etc., just wait till the feds get in charge.
Sure.
And then what's next? What crime is going to be next? What crime are they going to add to this national registry? 800-259-9231 if you want to explain your thoughts. Nakia in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Nakia.
Hey. I'm sorry. It keeps getting spelled Nakia, and it makes me think it's Nakia. Nakia, what's up?
How you guys doing? Actually, I'd like to weigh in on this topic before I update you on my move, which the response has been overwhelming.
Our response has been overwhelming?
The response on the boards has been overwhelmingly helpful.
Oh,
I can't believe how many people are just totally giving me all this information.
Right, you're talking about your planned move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Correct.
And you've also signed the first 1,000 pledge at freestateproject.org.
Yes.
Right on. So what's the latest? What's going on?
I'm sure you saw it because we're talking about doing the calling thing.
Right, so what's up?
But as far as the registry, there's also so many people, well, yes, sex crimes, true sex crimes, are some of the most reprehensible crimes you could think of.
Right.
There's so many people that are registered sex offenders that were in high school, were 18, were having sex with a 17-year-old girl, their parents found out and knew they could put them in jail.
Yep. That's right. These are people that are going to be on that registry for decades, if not their life.
And that just ruins a person's life. So a privatized registry would be a much better idea. Because you could pick and choose which people actually committed heinous crimes.
Sure.
I agree.
You know, the government doesn't have any reason not to call a certain thing a sex crime or otherwise. But I could bring a lawsuit. Suppose I got convicted of peeing behind a tree while out playing golf and got put on the sex offender list. I could sue Equifax, if Equifax had a sex offender list, and I could say, hey, look, that's not a sex offense, it's just a nudity offense,
yeah,
or whatever. So, whereas with the government, good luck suing them.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it. They're going to do what they want, and you're just going to have to deal with it. And that's what's going to happen. Now we're going to be putting leg shackles, GPS leg anklets on people. I mean, can you believe this, Nakaya?
Tracking people is just way too Orwellian for me, and this country's going in that direction in a scary pace.
But, Nakaya, these are bad men. We need to track them. We need to, these are the scum of the earth. What are you talking about? You don't want to track them.
But it's not going to end there. Everybody knows that. Once they place that, it'll be on drug offenders, too.
Yeah.
It'll be on any type of offense you can think of.
Sure. This is totally opening up a can of worms. Pandora's box all the way. So what's the latest on the move to New Hampshire? Give us a quick update.
Well, I got to say, I'm already looking at a townhome in Manchester that's within my price range. For anyone that thinks that this is going to be a hard move, people that I know that have moved a thousand times are mystified by how much support I'm getting and how easy it's going to be for me to make this move. Sure, it's going to be hard. Any move is hard.
Sure.
But this is probably the easiest move you can make because of the support you have backing you up.
Right. Not only just the people that are going to be there to help you unload the truck when you arrive in the Free State, but also just people pointing you to potential jobs, pointing you to potential homes. I mean, there's an infrastructure in place at freestateproject.org that, you know, will help you take care of a lot of the rigmarole, if you will, of the moving and uprooting your life process. Nakaya,
yeah, I've already been offered places to stay. I've been given links to apartment rental guides.
Excellent. Job guides, job links, and everything up
guide.
There. So, Nakaya, when did you say you were going?
I'm leaving Florida August 19th, so I'll probably be there the 21st.
Great. All right, man. Well, have a great night, and thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike in Kansas. All right, I guess he is off the line. We'll try him back later. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Well, if the registry, the sex registry, wasn't control enough for you, Mark, you've got a story about a man that has been banned from his hometown. We'll give you the details on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The live Tuesday edition. Actually, we're live six nights a week. I only usually say live in front of the Saturday show because, well, people don't really think shows are live on Saturday, so that's why it's important to make that determination.
It kind of fools them.
Yeah. So we're live, as we always are. And the number, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens and dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo. In fact, a validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself by going to freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Mike. We're trying him again. In Kansas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
I know this sounds somewhat strange, but this warrantless spying they're doing, they're monitoring people's thoughts. It was documented somewhat.
Wait, what? They're monitoring what?
Your people's thoughts. It was documented. It's a CEPO program started by the CIA in the 70s. It was documented somewhat by Geraldo Rivera when he was on ABC News 2020.
Uh-huh.
He did a segment about a land development in northwest Arkansas. Now, some people who went there signed some papers, and they lost everything they had. They lost their homes. They lost their cars. They never got their day in court. They even lost their identities.
Sounds like a bad country music song.
They had no records within government, no marriage licenses, birth certificates, or nothing after these.
What does this have to do with people monitoring people's thoughts? I'm not sure. How does that work exactly?
Well, all I know is it's a CEPO. CIA. It was, I have no idea. It was
ABC, QFY. I mean, you can just put a bunch of letters together.
It was a CIA program in the 70s.
So what? Do you really believe they can monitor people's thoughts? Are you serious?
I know they can.
And how do they do it?
He doesn't know. He just knows they can.
Do they use a machine?
I know from experience in dealing with these folks that they can, yes.
Dealing with which folks?
Do they use machinery?
Wait, which folks were you dealing
with? I would imagine they would use a chip.
Chips? So you're saying they put a chip in people's brains? Is that what you're saying? What? Can you explain?
I don't know that they put it in your brain or not.
You really don't know much about this at all. So how do you know that they can read people's mind waves or whatever?
from ABC News 2020 walking in, from going there myself and visiting with those people, from them telling me that that was a CEPO program. Mm-hmm.
You're telling me ABC News reported on the CIA reading people's minds?
No, it did not report on the CIA. It was a land development in northwest Arkansas.
And the CIA was reading people's minds that were involved with this land development?
All I'm telling you is I went there and I dealt with these people after I saw this show, and, you know,
and
I know from experience, I know from other sources that it was a program to detect if people were lying, is what it was a program.
Oh, well, that's called a lie detector. You hook people up and...
No, it is not a lie detector.
Uh-huh.
You can make fun of it all. You can make fun of it.
Yeah, I think it's very funny. I really do. It's really just ludicrous.
So
you're telling me they implant a chip in these people's brains, essentially, and that's how
they... What do you keep saying?
You don't know.
Them in your brain for?
All you know is that there's some people in Arkansas somewhere that had the CIA being able to determine if they were lying or not.
They were working with them, yeah.
Okay. So is that all that they can read, is whether or not you're lying, or can they actually read your thoughts? Because you said when you started, it sounded like they could actually read your thoughts.
I said that's what the program was to detect if people are lying. If they could read your thoughts, they could obviously detect if you were lying.
Okay,
right.
So it's just a lie detector.
I mean, you know, if I'm thinking of a word.
You can make fun of this all you want to, you know.
Yes.
I think truth.
Mark, you had a point.
Truth will bear out, and that's what this secret warrantless spying.
Right. Great. Now, I think Mark had a point that he wanted to make. Go ahead, sir.
Now, why would they have to warrantless spy on us if they in fact had a they were able to read our thoughts? Why would they have to listen in our telephone calls?
Well, if you had that kind of technology, would you just tell people, okay, we're going to use this on you?
No, sure. Who would be telling?
I don't see why not. At that point, I control the world.
You wouldn't have to tell them. Why would you tell
It'd
the people?
It'd be a lot easier if you could sneak up on them, just like those people that Geraldo Rivera interviewed that went there and got snuck up on.
Righto. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. We really appreciate hearing from you there, buddy. Don't think too hard now. 800-259-9231. I wonder, the harder you think, is it easier for them to read your thoughts?
I don't know. You would think so. It would seem like it's certainly louder in there when I'm thinking
right.
hard.
Really concentrate. Do you send the thoughts out further so they can pick them up with their little thought antenna? Woo! Wow, we've heard some crackpot stuff on Free Talk Live before, but that's one of the top. I'd say top 10.
That's unfortunately that's just really paranoid and in all likelihood there's a chemical imbalance going on.
Imagine if you actually could do this. I mean, imagine if this technology really did exist. And I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, theoretically, maybe there could be something like this someday. But if there was something like this in existence, don't you think that industry would really want to get their hands on it? Don't you think that there'd be a lot of really powerful people out there that would love to know, say, what their competitors were thinking?
Sure.
And, you know, if their employees are lying to them? I mean, there's all kinds of applications for this, but the CIA's managed to keep it under wraps, even though Mike knows about it?
If you could monitor stocks or options, futures markets...
Yeah, monitor the thoughts of the traders.
I mean, you'd make... so much money.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you'd rule the world with
this
technology.
The CIA wasn't doing that. They were dealing with a bunch of homeowners in Arkansas or something.
No, I think that he was saying that it's evidence that the program exists. I don't know.
So there's a program that to control the weather that exists in some government bureaucracy, and all it is just some bureaucrats that came up with this kooky idea that they could get funding for. We're going to explore remote viewing. We're going to explore controlling the weather. You know all the crap they talk about on those overnight shows? You know, the Art Bells, all that stuff? It's just because the government... You have to understand something. Just because the government has a program that's investigating something, a program for the purposes of investigating, say, remote viewing, this crackpot idea that you can somehow concentrate and put yourself... halfway across the world, and you can see things. I mean, it's just nuts. But they have a program. It's in the military, so therefore it must be true. I mean, if the government's doing it, it must be true. Please, Why are you believing this? It's just some government bureaucrat said, hey, I know how I can keep this job for a long time. I'll propose a program to investigate remote viewing, and I'll get hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to investigate this.
You know,
and I'll come up with nothing.
It just goes to show that they'll spend our money on anything.
Yeah.
If it was a private industry thing, there's no way private industry would spend any money on remote viewing. Otherwise, you'd hear about it, by the way.
Sure.
You'd be able to buy remote viewing
kits
or something. Yeah. You know, there's no way that the private industry would spend time researching the Bermuda Triangle or disappearing World War II Navy boats or anything like that. But the government, well, we might as well throw a few mil at that.
Yeah, I'm out here in Alaska researching weather modification, and I need another $1 million. We have to buy some new computers. We're on the cusp here.
Yeah.
We're on the cusp.
Please. I'm going down to the Caribbean, and I'm going to search for missing World War II boats.
Let's talk to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Serge.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah. I just said that last call you had on was hilarious.
Thank you.
What's it called? Seriously, in my state in New York, there has what this bull law called civil confinement, where after you've served your time, if the government decides that they want to keep you in jail, they can keep you in jail for the rest of your life.
Can you explain how that is when we come back? Hang on, Serge. 800-259-9231. You've served your time, and then the government just decides, we're not done with you yet. I want to know how this works in the great state of New York. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most most important, they're affordable. Natural Salt Lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a Natural Salt Lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves with a toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
As always, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on there is free. The bulletin board system, archives, wiki, updates, live streaming, and more. We give it all away. And what do we ask in return? That you shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. Yeah, that's right. The world's largest internet retailer, that Amazon. The deal is, you enter through our website when you want to do your shopping, and they have over 30 different categories of products there, including their brand new grocery store, which is out of beta phase now, so you can access their full grocery store at Amazon. But what you want to do is enter through our site. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You do your shopping. When you check out, a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. Now, you won't actually see it on the checkout, but trust us, we're getting it. It's an excellent way to get all your shopping done and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. So, again, go to amazon.freetalklive.com to get all your shopping done. All right, to the phones, we return to Serge in New York. Serge, you were telling us that apparently in New York there is some sort of a law that allows them to basically throw someone in jail for the rest of their lives, even after they've served their sentence. Did I understand you correctly?
Yes. It's called civil confinement. You can look this up on Google. Last year in the city of White Plains, which is about 3 minutes away from me, there was an event at the mall in which a deranged homeless man stabbed a woman for no apparent reason. And the politicians jumped on the bandwagon because this guy was also a sex offender, and he was on the list since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason they decided to make this law up to cover their tracks that after a sex offender or any criminal, they're using the sex offender point to exploit the law, but any criminal that they deem unworthy to be in society will be locked up for the rest of their life after they serve their time.
How?
They have a hearing. The judge will have a hearing, and if they decide that you are a danger to society, they will simply put you back in the prison system.
So, for instance, I'm just trying to envision maybe a scenario. Say the wacky homeless guy, he's totally nuts. And they put him in prison for 2 years for stabbing the woman, and his 2 years comes up, and he's getting ready to get out. There's maybe a final review where they say, you know what? We think you're still pretty nuts. In fact, we're going to keep you in here for another 20 years. Is that basically what happens?
Essentially, yes.
Now, I wouldn't think that would be... That seems to me that they can do that with just about anybody. If you're considered insane by a judge, then you can be kept confined for as long as someone decides to confine you. It's not a sentence situation.
Mm-hmm. Is insanity a factor here, or is it just if we don't like you?
If insanity is not a factor, they're just using that to, you know, using the insanity sex offender bull to get this law passed. Anyone can be impacted by this. Anyone who the politicians don't like.
They want to make an example out of you, for instance.
Yes, anyone, the police, the judges, anyone, the prison
wow.
system does not like.
Figures that it would come out of New York first.
Yep.
Of course, it'll likely spread around the country. I'm sorry to hear that, man. Sorry I had to bring that news, but that's sick stuff. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Just keeps getting worse. It just keeps getting worse in America. The so-called land of the free.
Well, if what he's talking about, if they're trying to pass a law, they essentially can do already what it is that they want to do.
Like the law's been passed, from what I understood.
I don't know.
It sounds like they're doing it. 800-259-9231 to Bill in Virginia on the Amplifier line. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
I just walked in from work, and I caught part of the thing the guy was talking about, mind reading or something by the government. You guys were asking if that was possible.
Yeah, some Looney Tune called in to claim that the CIA could read your mind and determine if you're lying. But he wasn't quite sure exactly how. He speculated that
he's
ship
probably
wasn't
not sure exactly how. I know that in the late 1960s, there was a scientist named Dr. Jose Delgado, and I only got around briefly to kind of like looking into this. He was doing some experiments where he was projecting high-intensity RF frequencies at people's brains, and they could hear whatever kind of sound he was modulating into those radio waves. And they basically determined that this had nothing to do with vibrations of the inner ear or anything, because even people who were born congenitally deaf could hear the noises.
So you're saying that this guy could transmit noise into people's heads.
Right.
But he couldn't read their thoughts.
That was part of it. And then he was also doing some other experiments that were not very well described in the articles that I read, where he implanted some sort of a chip in the back of the head of a bull and somehow used some kind of remote control in order to turn it around and, you know, sort of drive it.
Now, that seems pretty difficult to do. There's a lot of motor function that goes into walking and turning.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, that's why I was looking into it. And these were in really prestigious journals. I can't remember if it was Science or Nature. But,
well, now, wait a minute. Now, I'll go to bat on that one. There's been, I don't know how long ago this guy was experimenting, but recently...
This was in the late 60s. It was like 68, 69, something like that.
Okay. Well, recently, they've hooked up rats' brains, essentially, to video games, and have even the cells of brains, they've hooked them up somehow to video games and have found that they could control the video games with these rats' brains. There are definitely advances in these areas. That's why I say it's not that I believe it's impossible. It's that it's so ludicrous the way that other guy was presenting it.
I'm sure he probably read something and didn't have any details or facts at all to support what he was saying. But, I mean, I'm not going to say he's very far off, because I know that there was some other article I was reading, and I can't remember where it was, but they pretty much had a list of a bunch of questions, and, you know, they hooked you up to this machine. It was very much like a polygraph test, but it was a much more refined way to do it, where they were able to scan portions of the brain, and they were able to, you know, say if you threw up something about a question about, you know, bushes, and you had committed a murder and hid in the bushes, this part of your brain would kind of like react more than the other parts of the brain, and that's kind of how they had this enhanced lie detector thing.
Well, if you've actually got somebody...
I doubt they can do any of these things remotely, so it's not like, you know, they're going to be able to scan you from across the street and
right.
say...
Right, that's the way he was making it sound.
About Susie Johnson's, you know...
Yeah, that's the way he was making it sound. You know, if you've actually got linkage to someone's brain, I could see that you could definitely analyze some information, some signals, that sort of thing. But to suggest that you could point a parabolic dish at somebody and root out what it is that they're thinking, I don't think we're quite there yet. Because if we were...
Probably not, but I would bet that some people are trying to do it.
Oh, I'm sure they are. And
I know they've been trying to do things, you know, with helmets in order to have pilots be able to control airplanes.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be just way too slow for them to react with their muscles. And so, you know, they were going to do computer interface stuff in order to control airplanes. I know that they're able to do things with RFID chips, and if they were somehow sort of, you know, be able to mate the technologies where if you had an RFID chip on you and they were able to somehow transmit and receive information from that, who knows how far they'd be able to take it.
Yeah, we certainly don't know, and the future is going to be full of all kinds of interesting technological advances, no doubt about it. My only point was,
not if we're able to cut off the tax dollars.
I'm sorry?
Well, I mean, this is how they're going to fund all of that research, you know, if the government wants to do anything like that.
Well, if the government goes away, there's still going to be plenty of technological advances. I mean, industries.
Yes, there will, but there's probably going to be a far less likelihood that somebody is going to be able to pour, you know, the trillions of dollars into, you know, rigging up something like this.
I don't know if it would take trillions of dollars. I mean, it would take trillions of dollars for the government to make a few steps on it, but if it was being done on a private basis, you might be able to do it for a few billion.
Possibly, yeah, if somebody really wanted to do it, but who would fund that?
I don't know.
I mean, that's
the ultimate question, I suppose. Somebody that wants to develop a mind control ray. I don't know. Somebody that wants to be able to read people's minds. Maybe there's a crazy... I mean, we've had somebody call in suggesting the private company is going to try and take over America. So, I mean, if they believe...
Yeah, but they have to get the money from somewhere.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
The government takes people's money.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't want Coke to control the world, I just stop buying Coke.
Good point. Bill, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from
sure.
you. 800-259-9231. All I was saying was, I wasn't saying that it wasn't possible. It's just that it's unbelievable that the CIA is out there doing it.
I don't think that I have a chip implanted. You know,
right.
and I think that's sort of the missing link here. I suppose it could be like the Matrix where they implant the little chip thing in my body and I don't know that it was in there. And then I have to go get scanned to get it out, but seems awfully paranoid and fantastic to me.
Yeah, it was definitely a paranoid, fantastic call. Plus, he didn't have any information to back it up.
Mm.
I said, how's it work? Oh, I think it's a chip. I presume. But you don't know. Let's talk to Clayton, Wisconsin. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You sound like a couple of conspiracy theorists.
Us? No.
Anyway.
Not at all.
Anyway. I was calling to find out what you guys thought about the government selling off our toll roads and bridges and stuff like that.
Well, we'll investigate. Hang on, Clayton. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. The government selling off toll roads and bridges. Sounds like an okay idea to me, but there's a few caveats to that. We'll explore. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phones, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.